Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We've mentioned on this show probably since, looks like here, since 06, a couple guys called the Grunk Brothers, and this is a new charge with one of the Grunk Brothers, but why don't you read, Todd, the actual original crime for people that don't remember the 06 Grunk Brothers story?
This is out of...
It's written here. The whole crime series is pretty brutal. Some of the stuff I forgot about, you know.
The story is out of Dubuque, but they circled back to a Wisconsin incident in 2006. Yep. Court records relating to a Wisconsin man suspected of killing a 32-year-old woman in Dubuque show the suspect had a varied history with law enforcement. Alexander Grunk was charged in March with abduction of a child, interference with child custody, knowingly violating a domestic abuse order. But before that, he was found guilty in 2010 for a crime that occurred in September of 2006. This is the one we talked a lot about on the show.
Since 06.
A jury found Grunk guilty of attempted sexual assault for trying to dig up a dead woman's body so his brother could have sex with the corpse. Alexander Grunk and his brother Nick and his friend Dustin Radke went to the St. Charles Cemetery in Cassville, Wisconsin, intending to dig up a 20-year-old woman's body who died the week before in a car wreck.
Now, that picture was in the paper, and the girl was really pretty. I remember that.
According to the police report, I didn't recall.
I didn't either.
This is a new detail.
This part I don't know either, right?
They first went to a store to buy condoms.
Wrap that bear up.
Then they dug up the grave, but they were stopped by a concrete vault holding the woman's casket. They ran away when a vehicle approached, but they were stopped by police. Police described Alexander Grunk as dressed in black and perspiring profusely. In testimony at Grant County Court, Radke said his friend Nick had long wanted to have sex with a corpse.
His brother Nick, yeah.
Nick's a little weird.
Nick said numerous times over the year he'd love to have sex with a dead body because he wouldn't want to have a woman to come home or holler at him or complain or nag at him, said Dustin Radke. That's the other dude. Alexander Grunk was placed on the Wisconsin sex offender registry as part of his sentencing.
And Alexander Grunk went on to have a relationship, too, apparently. I mean, there are guys out there that can't find a date, and this dude is busted for digging up a corpse, and he still can find a woman.
And so I'm doing the math here. He's 32 now, and that happened in 2006.
So
they were, teenagers?
Yeah, 15, 16.
Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that. I remember the Grunk brothers, obviously, but I forgot
But this Grunk brother wasn't the one who wanted to have sex with the corpse. It was his corpse. It was his other brother.
I mean, I'm sure Alexander would have, dove in there, too, afterward. You want sloppy seconds from a dead chick? I just said that out loud. You gotta say it this morning. Didn't think I'd say that this morning, right?
At least they went to get condoms.
I guess with a dead chick, it's sloppy first, too, for that matter,
I assume Nick is in a jail in Wisconsin somewhere.
One can assume, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what he's up to. Because they're all charged with the same crime originally. They just said Nick wanted to do that. He never did have sex with her because there was a vault. So I wonder if he's around. I wonder what happened to the... Alexander and Nick are from the same, parents probably, and they're total nut jobs together. I get that. But you made a bad choice, Dustin, hanging out with those morons. Because you're with them. I mean, we all had some friends that not do this kind of stuff, but You got to be the guy. I've always told people to be the guy that says, no, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know?
But yeah, they didn't have that person.
They didn't have that guy. Hey, guys, I know that you guys
are kind of
weird.
Sounds good. Let's go get condoms.
Yeah. Maybe Dustin said that. But first, we get condoms and let you guys do this.
Maybe Nick was the younger brother and he wanted to prove that he wasn't gay by having sex with a corpse of a woman.
Wrap it in the two stories, right?
No, somebody who's on record for wanting to have sex with a corpse, it really surprises me that they have a girlfriend.
Right. Well, she might not be the smartest bulb in the drawer. Think about that, you know.
Well, I think
anybody could be a corpse.
In Alexander.
Yes, good point, Nick.
Alexander's defense.
They can kill them, right?
Right. Yeah.
I don't think Alexander was the one who really wanted to have sex with the corpse.
We ain't. I'm not letting this guy. Alexander sounds to me, he turned out to be a really badass, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Not a good guy.
Right. One of these guys just wanted to go bowling.
Yeah, but. Right.
It's like, fine, I'll go to the cemetery.
The one guy, we go bowling afterwards.
Yeah.
The Nick guy, so he was the one that sounded like he was really into it.
Right, right.
Stupid concrete vault.
I wonder if Dustin went on to actually just change his life completely and he's going to deal with this crap, you know. Probably not. I'm guessing Dustin's down the trailer trash rabbit hole. By the way, you can be trailer trash and not want to bang dead people either, so I clarify.
I think you've got to start your own business when you get out of jail.
A lot of good trailer trash out there.
I bet Dustin has to register
start your own business.
As a sex offender, too.
Yeah. That means you got to move into a neighborhood, knock on the door. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Right.
I only get busted for banging a dead chick. You guys are all alive.
Right.
Your kids are alive. We're fine.
She was totally of age and totally dead.
I know being on the registry.
And totally hot.
Yeah.
And totally hot.
It looks bad being on the registry, but hear me out.
But hear me out. Yeah. No sex was involved.
Right. Your family's safe because you're all alive.
All alive. There's no graveyards near us either. So he probably can't live near a graveyard. It's not a school for him. All these guys, it's not a school. Yeah. It's a graveyard. You can't live 200 yards from a graveyard. Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Would you ever be able to if you get out of jail, do you ever go to a funeral after that?
Nope. But you get out of funerals, I guess. You're right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, why weren't you at the funeral? Oh, I've, look it up.
See, now I'm looking
Google
here to
by name, bitch.
Right. He's pulled a Ricky Martin in front of the open casket.
Now, this might have happened just a couple, because that story we were looking at that we got sent there was dated April 11th.
Yeah, this is what he was busted for something
else. That's Thursday.
So that was last Thursday. Now, I'm looking here at another story dated April 14th from back in Albion, Wisconsin, that details a story of Alexander Grunk, a 38-year-old Alexander Grunk, making his way into a house and momentarily, I think, taking some hostages. Some people got out. It was a standoff.
Well,
He's dead now.
This guy's not dead.
This story that I'm looking at is dated 3 days later.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there was a standoff, and I think if I'm reading this correctly, like three people ended up dead, and including him. So,
well,
it was a 32-year-old woman in Dubuque that he is suspected of killing.
So, okay.
He may well be 38.
Yes, and I think he may well be dead too now.
Oh, you know what? What goes around comes around. Somebody's digging up Alexander Grunk. I always wanted to nail that Alexander Grunk. Well, he's dead now. Okay.
This guy is an open casket, but just from the waist down.
And laying on his belly.
Right. Yeah, he's buried face down, ass up.
They're encouraging everybody at the viewing. It's what he would have wanted.
His gravestone says, go for it. Yeah,
yeah, there's a whole lot.
Well, he's not a – don't cry for that dude. He's a dumbass.
No. Apparently, like, there's a story here about all of his other run-ins with the law. There's some kidnapping. There's multiple restraining orders.
Yeah, when you start as a young teenager digging up a grave, you're going to keep going down.
Firearm felonies. And then down at the bottom of the list, 2006 necrophilia case. That was the beginning of his criminal career.
Yeah. All right. And we don't never found out what happened to Alexander, though. His brother Nick. Yeah.
No, I was,
he started his own lawn business.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to hire you. You ever been convicted of a crime?
We made that name famous around here, our listeners. But up in Wisconsin area, the Grunk brothers are famous.
Yep. He is dead now, Alexander Grunk, as is that 32-year-old woman. Horrible. 13-year-old, 5-month-old baby.
Oh, my God.
Are they all dead?
Yeah, some of it. Yeah, he got 2 years in prison for the necrophilia thing. It doesn't say that.
Just
the
two?
It doesn't say that the other two were they might have flipped on him. They might have.
Well, first of all, it wasn't necrophilia, Nick. It was just grave robbing.
It was attempted necrophilia.
Yeah.
No body was actually desecrated.
No. Yeah.
They're not even good enough to bang the corpse.
They didn't. Well, they didn't think about the concrete vault.
Yeah, you can't bust into the vault. Apparently,
this is an argument for just get cremated. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's gonna bang your ash.
I don't think they put that in the sales pitch at the funeral home.
you don't want to get banged. No, they want to sell the casket because it's more expensive.
But
right?
if you're worried about having your dead body desecrated by grave robbers who want to bang you, we think you should go with cremation.
No, that's where they upsell you to the vault. Listen, there might be somebody who wants to dig you up and bang you, we should probably put you in a vault.
Well, I thought that was pretty standard.
And if you're into it, here's an urn with a hole drilled to the side.
Yeah. I think the concrete vault is pretty standard for all burials.
I don't know. I've seen down in those graves, just like metal things down there.
Yeah, but it's not just the casket in the dirt. There's generally another container around it.
Yeah, well, whatever. We'll take that call. We have a lot of guys that are probably undertakers, you know. Yeah. Can you imagine being a guy that's not named Grunk in that area? I mean, everybody's got crazy cousins.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah,
that's my cousins.
You live in Wisconsin and your name is Grunk and you're not some of the grave bangers.
You coming to Thanksgiving? Like, no.
No.
I'll probably skip again this year.
then you're just some random girlfriend who starts dating one of them. I got to tell you about the family history.
Right.
Just so you know.
Stay alive. Nick has right, though. Anybody can become a corpse, you know.
Which is that is kind of the way it works.
That is true, right?
Eventually, you will.
and they're all wearing Packer jerseys, too, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all Packer fans are grave robbing sons of bitches. But it appears.
All grave robbers are Packer fans.
Right. All grave robbing sons of bitches are Packer fans.
I can't argue. You know, the evidence is right there.
Yeah, I can't find the whatever the fate of Nick Grunk was.
Yeah, that's too bad, man. Yeah. Somebody knows. We have listeners from all over the place that move around and they find out.
I'm telling you, it seems like Nick and Dustin sold out Alex and pinned it on him. Like, if he's the only one who got...
Sounds like they were pinning it on Nick.
No, because...
They all went to jail. They had to go to jail. They're all there digging it up.
Well, maybe.
And that's illegal right there. You know, no matter what their motive was, you can't be charged with a motive unless it happened. So the bottom line is they were basically charged with desecrating a grave, you know?
But Dustin, their buddy, sold out Nick in this story, or at least he made the statement.
Sold Alexander.
Yeah,
so did old Al.
Nick said numerous times over the years he'd love to have sex with a dead body.
That's when you stop that being friends.
Yeah, it's a very unfortunate name for this guy to have.
Yeah. Nick.
Yeah, at that point, don't you say, because they're in their 20s at the time, maybe we shouldn't hang out together.
If he says numerous, because it was numerous times, it wasn't some stoned guy at a party going, oh, dude, maybe she'd bang it. I'd like to bang a dead chick. Okay. And if he says it again, then you go, okay, that two times is a pattern, right?
Yeah. He's so super into taxidermy.
Dustin had to know he wasn't joking when he said that.
Obviously. Well, Dustin went along with him to rob a grave, you know?
First, they went to the store to buy condoms.
Well, first of all, they opened the paper and saw the obituaries and saw she was pretty.
I think they knew her before.
No, I think they knew her. They saw her picture. If I remember right, in the original story, they saw her picture in the obituaries.
But not too pretty for condoms.
No.
They did stop off and get some condoms. Did we know that detail the last time? I don't think we did.
No, the condom, everything about this story seems like familiar except for the condom.
They stopped off on the way to the cemetery for condoms.
We didn't hear that. It's a whole new wrinkle.
They didn't want to be gross.
Whole new wrinkle in like a almost an 18-year-old story on the show. No.
It wasn't too long after this incident that Christy and I visited northern Wisconsin. It was Bayfield, Wisconsin, and there was a Grunk's restaurant in Bayfield.
I remember that. You took a photo out there, didn't you?
There's Grunk Packers everywhere.
I'm sure, but it was spelled the same way. So I hope these guys haven't sullied their good name.
That makes probably all over that area.
The family thought it was over, and now Alex went and got himself in the headlines again.
Here it is again.
You wouldn't think they would actually breed that much since they're just trying to impregnate dead people, and that doesn't work.
I don't think it's a family tradition. I think it's just those
two. It is
two.
Now.
I think they have a lot of other characteristics that would make you not want to breed with them.
Yeah.
It seems.
It seems like their whole personality.